Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Procrastinators, freeloaders, hopeless romantics, and anyone else who needs a little help for Valentine's Day, 990 The X is here to help. Keep listening for our Valentine's Day dinner giveaway.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
You know what word I really hate?
Before the summer, power shifts from the Provisional Authority to the Iraqis on June 30th. Israel goes after a senior Islamic Jihad terrorist. They say he's responsible for killing Israeli soldiers and planning more terror attacks. The missile attack in Gaza City killed his bodyguard and an unintended target, a 12-year-old Palestinian boy.
A car was loaded with three operatives from the militant group Islamic Jihad, and judging by the pictures, that missile struck the car right in the center of the hood.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Jerusalem. You decide 2004, three big delegate-rich caucuses this weekend. Democratic voters going to the polls in Michigan and Washington State today and Sunday in Maine. Frontrunner John Kerry is positioned to win all three contests, according to the polls. Fox News, we report. You decide.
What's the secret to stopping hair loss? How can you look and feel younger? Get ready for a toll-free number to order a free video that shows you how. Just like pro baseball player Wade Boggs did.
People just ask, well, have you lost weight? Are you eating more vegetables or what have you? It's so subtle and the process is so easy. It was a decision that I made and very thankful for it.
The look is completely natural and the process was easy and affordable. I encourage you to find out what medical hair restoration can do for you.
Learn how you can stop your hair loss. Call Medical Hair Restoration for a fascinating free video. You'll see incredible before and after pictures and hear directly from people who made the decision to call. For your free video or DVD, call now, 800-647-8077. Order your free video today, 800-647-8077. That's 800-647-8077. Call now, 800-647-8077.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior. For back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Please join us for our grand opening Saturday, February 7th, and Sunday, February 8th.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-604-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
Cut One, Term Buster, 60-second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Term Buster. I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called TermBusters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Subbington.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh!
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
But that's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Another great edition today here, Steve, with studio with Stephen Pickford. Ella Sobel got special guest on the line, waiting for our lunchtime special from Ronaldo's Pizzeria. I wonder if they deliver up to Montreal, Steve.
Oh, just the thought of the pizza in my mouth is watering.
Now let's see if they can get through that 30-minute delivery timer. It's free, right?
Well, that was the time that we were on the air in Montreal, and there was Donini Pizza was our sponsor, and we were in Vermont at the time saying, I wonder if they'll deliver to Vermont with their 30-minute guarantee. And we wonder if Ronaldo's Pizza can deliver to Killington, because that's where Mitchell Garvis is right now, on top of the hill. Mitchell.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine, Mitch.
Good. I'm at the Snowshed Lodge. I just came down from Ram's Head Peak at Killington. It's hard to realize, but Killington has seven skiable mountains. It's the largest skiing area in all of New England. And it's just incredible. The conditions out here are beautiful. I just came down from 4,200 feet with a vertical drop of 3,000 feet from one of the heated gondolas. They're served by two heated gondolas and 12 quads. Get this, Willem and Steve. This resort can bring 52,000 skiers and riders up the mountain per hour.
52,000 skiers?
In 1 hour. Now, if they all had decided to show up there at one time, that would be a mass of humanity.
It would be an incredible mass of humanity, but they could do it. They've got about 60 lifts up here between the gondolas, the quad chairs. The quad chair, the express quad chairs take you to the top in a big hurry, too. So it's not a lot of waiting, and it's not a lot of sitting around waiting to get down the mountain. Once you get on the chairlift, you're just minutes away from coming down again.
How long does it take you to ski from top to bottom? Like, for example, yourself, Mitch, were you basically going vertically, or were you riding it down on your derriere?
Oh, I was going vertically, but I was taking a nice, easy time. And the first trail this morning from the top of Killington Peak, that's one of the other peaks, of course, it took me about 35 minutes down.
And how long is the ride up?
Oh, it was about 7 or 8 minutes. That's it.
That's quick.
Sounds about right.
Except 8 minutes
going up to the top of the lift there. But you're definitely our skiing correspondent. Last year you were in Montana. The year before that you were out in Colorado. So how does that compare?
Well, it's hard to compare because you're in different mountains. Don't forget, the peak here is at 4,250 feet. The base camp at Steamboat, where I was a couple of years ago, was over 6,000 feet. So it's a different brand of skiing. But this is also an American Ski Company resort, and they give you as good service here as they do out west, and it's incredible. Les Otten has to be commended for the incredible job he's done at Killington. We think of Killington as a household name, but frankly, they haven't been skiing here for all that long. The skiing here isn't more than 40 years old, and they already have 200 serviceable trails.
200.
Now, not only 200 trails, they make more snow than any other resort in New England, and they have 38 acres of glacier trails. If you're, well, insane, you can take those. And when you get to the bottom, whether you're vertical or horizontal, or a mix of both.
Or upside down.
Or a snowball like Steve.
Or a snowball like Steve. You've got six base lodges. You've got a lodge at the base of every lift. And you've got a lodge at the peak just if you want to snack up top.
I remember last time I went skiing with Steve, if you recall that point. They tried to teach me the snow plow. You remember that? Point your skis at each other.
And Willem said, isn't that machine that comes into my driveway?
No.
Let me tell you something, though. You asked about what the difference is between here and out west.
Yeah.
Like I said, they have seven peaks here.
Yeah.
Unlike out west, you can go from top to bottom at six of the seven peaks on novice trails.
Oh.
Out west, you have to be an expert to go up top.
Okay.
So it's a very, if you're going skiing for pretty well the first time, it is easy in that regard. You don't need a great amount of skill. You can really go out there and enjoy yourself and have a great time.
You don't have to have any skill because the guys at the Perfect Turn Ski School will take you up, they will teach you how to ski, and they'll take you from top to bottom, and you will feel like an expert. Now, if you remember my bit from Steamboat a couple of years ago, or if you've read it on the website, don't think you're an expert.
No,
never overestimate your abilities. Better to play it cool and take it easy and enjoy yourself. You don't want to come home injured. Now, of course, Killington is very easily accessible from a great many destinations. It's just outside of the city of Rutland, Vermont.
That's right, and we have directions to get here. It's just a stone's throw from Hartford, Connecticut. I've spoken to people from New Jersey, from New York, from Vermont, from Quebec, from Ontario. There are people here from all over, and it's not that far to drive, so it's very easy to get here. If you're listening from any of the stations within 500 miles, Killington is definitely the top ski resort in the East. This is the place to be. The snow is super. I was afraid because last night it was raining. We came out of the wobbly barn after the concert, and it was raining, and we had to scrape ice off, and we were figuring that this was it. Tomorrow would be a wash because it would be like a skating rink. Uh-uh. They were out all night grooming. They were making fresh snow. They were turning up the snow, and the conditions are incredible.
So you still had a good ski day today then, right, Mitch?
It's a beautiful ski day today. It's a little cloudy, and it's a little windy. But you know something? We're good Canadians, and we can handle this.
That's right,
eh? What's that?
That's right, eh?
Yeah, eh?
Now, Mitch, more about the novice trails that you were telling me about. For a very beginner skier like me who thought that the mogul run was where you stop and feed the little furry moguls, do they have actually short leisure trails like that where you can actually get to the top, but it's sort of a winding, twisty, gradual incline down and sort of a scenic route, or is it basically straight down?
Well, it's not straight down. If you're a novice, I would suggest you start where I am right now, the top of Snowshed Lift, which is all learning areas. They have novice trails from the top, but if you're a learner, if you're just beginning, start on the Snowshed because everyone knows that you're there to learn. They're going to give you a wide berth, and there are no cliffs to jump off of accidentally.
Okay.
But let me tell you something really cool.
Okay.
Next to the Snowshed novice lift for skiers, there's a Snowshed novice lift for snowboarders.
Oh.
Now, if you want to look up in the Killington Dictionary what a snowboarder is, it is defined as someone who is completely crazy and has lost leave of all of their senses. On the novice trail for snowboarders, they have a 20-foot jump. And if that's not bad enough, at the top of this 20-foot jump, they have a rail. And I'm trying to think to myself, you got to be a special brand of silly to go up on that if you're a novice.
So how was it, Mitch?
I'm just your average brand of silly, Will. Now, let me tell you what you need to come up here. Because if you're going to come up to Killington, you need fuel for the body, for the legs. I had breakfast this morning at the Cascades Lodge, which is across from my condominium, and it was superb. First of all, they start you off with homemade muffins. They'll make you an omelet or French toast or chocolate chip pancakes that are to die for.
That sounds yummy.
And they have their own non-acidic marmalade, which is a mixture of pineapples and apricots.
Oh, sounds
that they make there,
delicious.
And it is scrumptilicious. Well, I'm just here looking at Vivienne, who's one of our instructors here, who looks like she's taking another rider down.
Yes. Mitch,
everyone's got a big smile on their face.
Mitch, we got to let you go because we're taking a break. So.
Well, I got to go too because I got to get back to the snow.
Oh, sounds like you're having a great time. Mitch Garvis at Killington, Vermont this morning.
Stay tuned. Following the break, this is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
We'll continue
with traffic, information, sports.
Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
We apologize for the technical problems that we are experiencing this morning. As soon as we get them resolved, we'll rejoin our regularly scheduled program, Travel World. In the meantime, enjoy this passages.
I am on medications because I had cancer thyroid problems way back in 1969. Really quite far back. Then I came down with breast cancer, took care of that a few years ago. I feel fine. One of the things I've discovered with surgeries, I bounced really well.
You can take charge of your verbal destiny, easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of
passing
words.
Through with style, grace, and service. This is Passages, an
international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation. Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use, so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong.
It's been a wonderful husband-wife plan, and Bud was kind of the straight person for maybe 2 to 3 years. But that was very helpful to me because he could tell me the reactions that I didn't necessarily see, and it helped me a lot in how I could present myself in different ways. And then it was most exciting when he then joined me because he has this incredible sense of timing, and I don't have that. And then, of course, he chooses wonderful music to be the base of what we're doing. It's a ministry that has really bloomed, and we've enjoyed it, and we're still doing it. A lot of what we do is volunteer, and we're delighted to do that. But then there are times when we get payment for what we've done and some help with the transportation costs and this kind of thing. And we've been doing this for 25 years now.
Keep your inner child alive.
Following station ID, we will rejoin in the Travel World Radio program, our regularly scheduled program here on WXCT AM 990.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford and Ella Sobel in studio. We have another new segment, another great guest online with us, Stephen.
Yes, Andrea Pinkham is the director of Mind, Body, Spirit Journeys, and she's an expert in sacred travel and spiritual teachings, and she is one of the people behind an upcoming tour of Egypt coming up March 5th to 14th in collaboration with Sacred Earth Journeys. Welcome to Travel World, Andrea.
Hey, good morning. I have Mark here with me, too. Mark is an author and my husband who also works with us on our tours, which are Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys. It's kind of a mouthful, and I know people get that backwards a lot.
So what exactly, tell us a bit more about the tour. What do people see, what do people do, and what do people experience on board this tour?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that the tour in March is full. We have 30 people going out. So now we have our next tour coming up is November 9th through 21st, and that is with a bevy of authors, including my husband Mark Pinkham, who's written Return of the Serpents of Wisdom, David Childress, who is the owner of Adventures Unlimited Publishing, who's written probably a series of 20 books, the Lost City series. We have Christopher Dunn, who wrote the Giza Power Plant, and Stephen Mailer, who wrote Land of Osiris, and we have our Egyptologist, Soha Mahmood, who's been doing that for 17 years. And during that time, we're going to go to the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid around Giza, and we're going to learn about all the theories about who built those things and what they were for and what are they for now in our world. What did the ancients do with them? We even get to go as a special offering for our group, we get to go into the Great Pyramid, a private entrance at the end of our tour, and explore it with these experts. So that's what we do in Giza. Do you want to run down on the rest of the tour?
Yes, I'd like to know as much as possible in the few minutes we have here, what would really entice somebody to take this tour and learn about this very fascinating element of world history?
Well, I think that the authors that we have put together, actually, Stephen, are the real experts in the field. Granted, there are others, but these are some of the top ones, too. So if people really want to know about the ancient secrets about these various temples, whether it would be from an engineering standpoint, like Christopher Dunn approaches it from, talking about the Giza power plant, how he thinks the Great Pyramid was built as a power plant, from the information that Mark Pinkham writes about the esoteric uses in the mystery schools of all the pyramids and the temples. It's a very good overall view. We also go to all the temples along the Nile. We do a 3-night, 4-day Nile cruise, which is a very casual cruise, by the way. And we go to all the various temples along the Nile, the Temple to Isis, Temple to Hathor. We go to Abydos, Temple of Osiris, Edfu, Temple of Horus, and at each of these sites, not only do we get a guided tour with our Egyptologist, Soha, and our speakers will talk about their expertise at the various temples, but for those who would like a spiritual experience, we do a ceremony at each of these sacred temples and sacred sites to invoke the energies of that particular god or goddess, or natures, as they're known in Egypt, to connect with those energies for people's spiritual upliftment.
So people who have studied, or maybe their background has only been that they've taken some courses about Egyptian history in high school, this really brings it to life for them, and they can ask questions of these world authorities right there. They're an integral part of the tour itself.
Absolutely, and maybe Mark would have something to say about that since he's led these tours before.
Well, what I have to say, and by the way, good morning.
Glad you could join us.
Thank you. I'm very excited about this tour because all of us, so-called experts, we're all kind of mavericks in our field, and we're all people who are bringing to the fore new ideas into the field of Egyptology and into the field of alchemy and all the various sciences and arts that are associated with Egypt. We're a group that writes about these things and lives these ideas. And so I'm very excited about this group. There's probably not going to be one old idea that's going to be passed around during this tour. It's all going to be cutting edge, leading edge material. And this is the first time the four of us have gotten together to lead a tour. And so it's pretty exciting what could come out of it.
Well, people are always looking for something different and something that really adds a new dimension to their life by learning and partaking, particularly in historical and cultural context.
That's true, Stephen. And I think one thing that that is a plus, too, for going with our authors, which this is true for all of our tours, but since we're talking about Egypt, I'll throw it in here. Our authors are available. I know that there are some tours that you go on and the author or the speaker comes out and gives a lecture and then they go away and people do not have access to them. These are real people with real ideas and they want to share them with people on our tours. So they are available 24/7 to people, not only when we go out to the sites or we do have a lecture set up for them to talk about whatever their field of expertise is, but if a person wants to sit and talk with them at dinner, they're there.
I think that approachability and togetherness is what makes this tour stand apart, because as you correctly state, a lot of times people say, oh, there's a special guest, be it whatever type of tour, travel with so-and-so, he's famous, and that person acts like he is so famous and comes with his bodyguards and sits in his room, and you could have got just as much of an impression of him if you watched him on TV.
Or read his or her book, I agree. That's why Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys really works hard to have speakers that want to interact with our passengers, and also speakers who have been to the countries where we operate our tours. These speakers have been there over and over and over. They know Egypt like the back of their hand.
Now, how often are these tours offered?
We have been doing Egypt, if you had asked me before 9/11, that would have been a different answer.
Uh-huh.
Since 9/11, as you know, travel to Egypt fell off a bit. However, it is coming back. So in 2004, right now, we have our tour that's going out in March, which is full. And we have another tour in October, November. Actually, we have two October, November tours. One is for women only, and another one is with a New Thought church and our speaker who's going with that church. And we also have the one that I just mentioned.
Now, are your tours usually of about 30 people or some?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do try to limit, too. We don't do the huge tour groups because, frankly, our passengers do not like that. You know, they don't want to feel like one of the herd of cattle. They want to feel like they get the special attention, which, of course, they deserve.
And you will get more personalized attention this way, as well as the fact that it is really a learn-as-you-go experience. And as you mentioned, you do have the opportunity to speak with all the speakers and the authors.
Correct. And that's true, like I said, on all of our tours to all of our destinations, whether it would be Egypt, Peru, England, Scotland, etc., etc. All the tours that we do and do in association with Sacred Earth Journeys of Canada, that's correct.
Now, approximately how much would a tour like this cost and what type of accommodations are we looking at?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. Are you ready for this? Go out and look on the internet, compare apples to apples, and what you're going to find is going to blow your socks off because this is a five-star Egypt tour, which, to preface that, in Egypt there's five-star and no star. So we offer five-star. $29.95 out of New York. There are similar tours going out for $4,000, almost $5,000. We are part of RMC Travel, which is a 40-year-old family-owned tour company, which is very large. Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys is one of the divisions of RMC Travel. And because RMC moves a lot of passengers and has been in the business for actually it's almost 50 years now, they get very good rates. So we're able to hold the price of our tours down.
And what
a five-star tour at an amazing price.
Yeah, that is a very good price. What number can people call you at, or where can they check this out on the internet?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, for our listeners here in the U.S., our website is bodymindspiritjourneys.com. Our toll-free number is 800-231-9811. And for our listeners in Canada, our associate there is Helen Tamai at Sacred Earth Journeys, and her website is sacredearthjourneys.ca, and her toll-free number in Canada is 877-874-7922.
Well, sounds like a really interesting way to learn a lot and have a great time with like-minded individuals and pick the brains of some world-renowned experts and authors.
You've got it, Stephen. And hey, if you'd like to join us, you're invited.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Andrea Pinkham, Director of Mind, Body, Spirit Journeys. The number again, 1-800-231-9811. And that tour we were talking about, November 9th to 21st to Egypt. Stay listening to Travel World. When we come back, we're going to be off to Arizona, actually, where the Pinkhams are residing, but a different part of Arizona, with Vic Phillips and the Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix when we return.
Across America via satellite.
What
the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Pat Hurley here for MTI North America. The U.S. dollar has declined by 10% in the last year. Analysts have forecast another 20% decline in the coming year. Currency trading has exploded in popularity. Discover how and why to invest in the largest capital markets in the world, the foreign exchange. Knowledge is power. Before you invest a single dollar in the market, empower yourself with education first. Market Traders Institute of North America is a worldwide academy focusing on teaching investors how to trade today's currency markets. MTI of North America offers courses tailored to your investment skill level, from the novice to the professional. We have a live interactive virtual classroom, 24-hour support, and a training program second to none. Educate and empower yourself. Get the edge you need now. Education first. Call 800-306-8585. That's 800-306-8585. Call 800-306-8585. MTI of North America. Education first.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990 VX.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it on Exact Radio 990 VX.
This weekend we'll find temperatures a bit less frigid and we'll bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula, ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nub's Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base, with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nub's Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Walwisee in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to Wawa Radio for updated ski reports by Jack Root.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell. Raise a little hell.
Yes, the Hellraisers from the North. Willem back is Stephen Pickford and Ellis Obel in studio. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. We got an extra special guest online. I always love it when we have Vic Phillips, our chief correspondent, with us. Vic, welcome back to Travel World.
Hey, Willem, nice talking to you again. I'm sitting here in Toronto looking out my window. We're covered in snow and ice, and I'm just thinking of my recent trip to Arizona with Mr. Pickford.
Great
Boy,
time.
Did we have a good time.
Oh, loved it. And this time we stayed in Phoenix area at the Legacy Golf Resort. We'll be talking with Chris Mallory shortly about that beautiful all-suite property. You took in a couple of great games of golf.
I had two great games there this year. And I'll tell you, that Legacy Golf Course is one of my favorites. It's designed by Scottsdale architect Gary Panks. He's famous in the golf world. Now, the fairways, it's a desert course, but the fairways are lush, and the course is truly playable. It's not too long. Even for an old guy like me, I can reach the greens in regulation. Now, the course opened about 10 years ago, and it was once the herd cattle ranch. Hundreds and hundreds of cows used to roam over there with cowboys and everything, and now it's a modern golf course. And there's still some old silos on the course. It's preserved as a tribute to the past. The course is about just under 7,000 yards long, and it's like a 10 or 15-minute drive from the airport, so I like that. As soon as you arrive in Phoenix, off you get in the car, and you're at the golf course. They have a great pro shop there, and there's tons of restaurants nearby and some great shopping centers that you and I visited, Stephen.
Oh, it's near everything. When you stay at the Legacy Golf Resort, you're minutes to downtown, minutes to the airport, minutes to shopping. You're in a great part of the Phoenix area. And talking about food, this time we had some great meals, as always. Starting off with the Sheridan Wild Horse at the Kai restaurant. Those lamb chops, best lamb chops I've ever had.
Well, yeah, I'll go along with that. They compare with some of the lamb chops we've had at the Four Seasons in Palm Beach. But these were just fantastic. The food and the dessert, Stephen, you had a double dessert.
Oh, yes, we had the chocolate mélange, and we had a collection of homemade sherbets and ice creams. You couldn't really choose one dessert, so let's take two. It's the care and attention to detail from Chef Sandy Garcia. It's a melange of tastes using local ingredients, many of them growing right on the Native American reservation that the Sheridan is situated upon.
Yeah, but you know, I don't remember too much of the meal because beforehand we had kind of a difficult drive getting there, and I had three vodka martinis.
Oh, but they mix a mean drink, don't they?
Oh, mean drink. And I slept like a baby after. Nothing like good food and good drinks from the Sheraton.
Woke up crying every hour.
But then we had some great ribs at different locations, Steven.
Yes, we had to Wrestler's Roost. That's a panoramic view of the city of Phoenix, the metro area, from atop South Mountain in a real rustic Western cowboy atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, and they have strolling entertainers. Last year we were there, and there was a magician entertaining people table to table. I didn't see him this time, but they have entertainers, and it's just a wild time. They have a slide in there that the children slide down. From the second floor down to the main floor, they have a ball. And, of course, there's Western music, there's dancing, and it's like turning the clock back to the 1800s, the Rustler's Roost. I loved it. And I wonder if it's the only place in Phoenix that has that great view.
Well, it's really at the top of the mountain. It really is the highest elevation, unless you go maybe north of the city to some of the, like for example, we had a great view at the Hilton many years ago. We had a good meal there. But Rustler's Roost on the south end of town, South Mountain, has that view that you can see the planes coming in, all on their approach lined up, and ribs, steaks that come with cowboy beans, Western-style fries, and drinks and ice cream sundaes in large conserving jars. So, yeah. Hey, a great meal.
Oh, yeah. You know, on that trip, I gained 6 pounds. We were there 6 days. I gained a pound a day.
And
I began looking a lot like the other customers at the Rustler's Roost. It's like watching going into a Weight Watchers class.
Oh, boy. If you love meat, hey, you go to Arizona. It's meat lover's paradise, ribs, steaks. And, of course, then we went to Monty's in downtown Tempe on the Rio Salado. It's a historic building, really the oldest continuously occupied building in Metro Phoenix area. It goes back to the 1870s, 1880s, when Charles T. Hayden moved from Hartford, Connecticut, to the Tempe area and was one of the founders of the city. And pricing wise, you can't beat the Monday special where you get soup, Monty special cut filet, fries, and vegetable for $9.95, along with their famous garlic focaccia bread, all you can eat. So $9.95, great meal at Monty's.
Now, yeah, you know what? And I got a little tired. We went to Monty's near the end of our trip, and I was just a little tired of all the great beef and pork ribs we were eating. So I got myself a beautiful lobster tail. Man, it was king-sized, and it was the finest lobster tail. It was like as if I was back on the east coast of the U.S. having it.
Oh, and the leather banquettes. It's like coming back in the 50s and 60s when going to a steakhouse was a major event. Nothing's really changed in the building, and they were doing a roaring business. You know, Monday night, you figure restaurants would be empty. Hey, they were coming by tour bus loads to eat at Monty's.
Well, everything's so casual in the Phoenix area at Monty's and the Rustler's Roost. You can wear jeans. People wearing jeans, they're dressed in Western wear, cowboy boots, whatever. You don't see any shirts and ties, and that adds to it. People are just out there to have fun.
Wow, and you go back to your room at the Legacy, and you just relax. You don't hear any outside noise. You sit on your balcony or your patio, just take in the view of the surrounding scenery, and just lay back and relax.
Oh, and at the Legacy, they have over 300 beautiful, spacious suites. With a full kitchen in every one, and Stephen, we used the pool, the whirlpool. We've never done the fitness center because you and I don't want to be fit.
No, we want to show everyone how the great food of the Phoenix area has correctly sculpted itself to our fine, fit bodies.
That's right, and they have great tennis courts if you're into tennis. And of course, we don't play tennis either.
No, we like to watch. We are active participants in the art of watching.
Yeah, yes. We like to eat.
Voyeurs.
That's right. We're voyeurs. We like to watch people and eat a lot and drink a lot.
Reminds me of my father. He used to watch the neighbors while they were building things or working on the yard. He says, "You know, you make me so tired watching you work like that."
Yeah, I can understand that. There's an art to watching. You have to know what you're seeing.
Yes, you just take in the view and you say, hey, that's for me. And, of course, we toured around the area. We just ambled along. We drove around. We drove to different parts of the Phoenix area and just took our time and relaxed. It's the whole Valley of the Sun experience is based on that premise, relaxation.
You know what? And people who doubt what we're saying about the Legacy, you should check it out at www.legacy, that's LEGAC, legacygolfresort.com.
Yeah.
Some great pictures in there. It'll tell you all about it. And it's great for conventions, too. They have meetings and boardrooms and all the amenities of a first-class resort.
Yeah, Legacy, LEGACY, golfresort.com, 1-888 4-8-2-8-4. That's F-O-R-E. And you've never had a bad game of golf. That course brings out the best in Vic Phillips at the Legacy Golf Resort.
Yep, I played with two doctors on the first day. Two doctors from Minneapolis, a couple of characters. One's a proctologist, the other's a urologist. And so that opens it up for a lot of jokes.
A lot of fun, a lot of great times. Legacy Golf Resort, Vic Phillips stayed there a couple of weeks ago, and we'll be talking after the break with Chris Mallory from the Legacy Golf Resort with more. Stay listening to Travel World across America via satellite. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
It's your most special day to remember. You want everything to be perfect, but you have no wedding planning experience. It's not like you get married every year. So what's a woman to do? For starters, get to the 2004 Central Connecticut Bridal Fair this Sunday at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in Meriden for a showcase of businesses who have an interest in making your special day perfect. The fair runs from 11 to 3:30, and WXCT will be broadcasting live from noon to 3. And don't miss the two exciting fashion shows put on by Great White Way Bridal and Mia Bridal Informal. It's the 2004 Central Connecticut Bridal Fair, brought to you by the Record Journal, the Ramada Plaza Hotel, and WXCT AM 990 The X.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Beck, Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio. Welcoming guest Chris Mallory from the Legacy Golf Resort, Phoenix, Arizona. And what a great trip you had there, Steve.
Oh, yes. Love the Legacy. 3 straight years being at the Legacy and like to keep it going because that is a great property. One of the probably the nicest hotel all around in the Phoenix area because of all of the amenities it combines in one location. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Oh, having a great time here. How are things out in Phoenix?
It's beautiful. Surprisingly blue skies and sunny today.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah. Big surprise. Even when they say there's going to be rain, it's like an hour or two in the morning. By noontime, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
exactly.
So tell us a bit more about the Legacy. We were talking about it earlier with Vic Phillips, and there's just so much, first of all, the history of the property and some of the things one can see and do and experience when they stay at the Legacy in Phoenix.
Well, it is, and it's a relatively new resort. We've only been open for about 4 years, but you were talking about the history. Dwight B. Hurd was a big part of the whole city of Phoenix, and this is actually his old property that was bought in 1901. So we're on 7,500 acres, and used to be his farm, and so we still have some of those historical items still around. We've got some grain silos out on hole 18 that we left standing. One of the old farmhouses, the Sierra Vista House, which actually is a historical monument. Pancho Villa stayed there, along with, President Roosevelt. Some pretty famous people have stayed there. So we've got that aspect. But we also have 328 suites, 12 separate buildings that are all built around our 18-hole par 71 golf course. We have two different types of rooms. We have our one-bedroom condo, which is kind of set up like a one-bedroom apartment, and it's 827 square feet, has a full kitchen, full living room, has a dining room area for six, and then a closed-off master bedroom with a king bed, hot tub jacuzzi, dual sinks, and a stand-up shower. And then we have a studio suite, which is 423 square feet, has a king bed, living room area, kitchenette, and that still has a ton of room at 423 square feet as well.
At this time of year, you're starting to get a lot of baseball players coming into the Phoenix area for spring training, and they stay at the Legacy.
You know, it's great. We're in such close proximity of a ton of different baseball parks. You've got Tempe Diablo Stadium literally 5 minutes from the Legacy, and that's where the Anaheim Angels play. If you go a little more west to Mesa, we're about 15 minutes from Ho-Hum Park, where the Chicago Cubs play, and that's always a fun place. And then not too far from also Phoenix, where the Athletics play, the Oakland A's. So we're within probably 15 minutes of three spring training parks, you know, and 20 minutes from Scottsdale, where the San Francisco Giants play. So we're in great proximity of different places, especially coming up in March if you want to come out and see some spring training.
Oh, great location for that. Within 20 minutes, all, you know, four teams and great action. Remembering that, you know, Bill Stolman, the general manager of the Angels, says, anytime you're out Tempe, you got to come and see us play, because he used to be the general manager here for the Expos and dealt with him for many years as his corporate travel manager. So, hey, still keep in touch with Bill. Now, food and beverage, you have a clubhouse style dining, and you've recently revamped your menu.
We have a brand new menu. They still are going to keep some of the steaks and the salads, but our restaurant is so unique because a lot of the golfers enjoy it, because usually when you get done golfing, you come into the clubhouse and there's a little snack bar. Well, at the Legacy, we've got a full menu, and even when they're even on their bar menu is outstanding. They've got sandwiches, burgers, salads, you name it, they can pretty much cook it up. And that's all being revamped and made now better than ever.
Now, of course, start off your day with a hearty breakfast, very reasonably priced cooked-to-order breakfast available in your restaurant as well.
That's true, and also on Saturdays and Sundays, you got to catch the the breakfast buffet, and they've got everything from eggs, hash browns. But I tell you what, the breakfast that they put out there, it definitely fills you up enough to start playing a couple of rounds of golf, especially the breakfast burritos and the scrambled eggs and bacon. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
What's in a breakfast burrito?
You know what? In the breakfast burrito, they've got some eggs, some chili pepper, some hash browns, and then they've got the breakfast burrito sauce that they throw in there to give it a little spice.
That sounds good.
If the chili peppers didn't do it already, whoa.
Yeah.
Now, staying at an all-suite property like the Legacy, it gives, particularly for families, that extra room, and you can cook yourself in your own fully equipped kitchen.
It is. It's set up just like a little apartment, really. You know, you've got the stove, the microwave. We give you all the dishes and all the cookware that you would need. The only thing we don't stock the fridge with is the food, really.
But you're so close to some supermarkets. Hey, 5 minutes away, you got some great stores that you can pick up some supplies at.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you can make a whole week and not even leave the resort. As long as you stock the fridge, we've got everything else accessible. You're all set, really. It's a home away from home atmosphere that we try to give.
The golf course, and then combine that with the pool, the whirlpool, the tennis courts, game area for children. Hey, enough to do. Spend all of your day either relaxing or actively, whatever you choose.
You can. You hit it right. We've got the tennis courts. We've just resurfaced our shuffleboard court, so that's all set. You know, we've got the golf. We've got the golf lessons, the chipping, putting, and greens. You know, we've got plenty of activities for the kids, our fitness and activities. Folks do a great job of making sure that there's plenty of activities daily, from hikes to tie-dye T-shirts. They keep everyone pretty much entertained. Also, you know, our fitness center, it's open daily from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you're not going to find probably a better fitness area in any resort. We've got you know, treadmills, bikes, Stairmasters, fitness mats, pretty much anything you need, free weights to cardiovascular systems.
You have a number of packages where you put together some very reasonable rates for people who want to get away to the Phoenix area and stay at the Legacy Golf Resort.
That's true. We have our golf packages are definitely our most popular. We have where you can put either one night or a couple of days together, and you can get a room and golf all put into a package that's definitely going to save you money. You can do that for if you're just the only golfer, or if there's a couple of you in the group. You know, we can pretty much make anything work for you. And just like you said, you know, it's a great place, but it's also you know, we're in such close proximity to a lot of things in the Phoenix area, from downtown to the Tempe Mesa area, that you know, our business travel has really picked up a lot. And you know, we could go out on business. There's not a better place to stay than a place that kind of makes you feel like you're not actually working. You're actually enjoying yourself a little bit.
It gives you the best of both worlds.
You're in that,
exactly.
You're in that relaxing atmosphere, and if you're a business traveler, you've got that extra space. You can have a meeting in the living room area or the dining room area. Spread out your papers, especially if you're staying for more than a few days. That extra room is really an added benefit. And when I was at the property a few weeks ago and sitting in the back office, I was hearing all these, you know, corporate rate for this company, corporate rate for that company. Very popular with visiting business travelers.
Definitely. And then we also have the four meeting rooms. So, you know, if you don't want to take that meeting inside your room and want to get outside, we've got the four meeting rooms. We can accommodate anybody from about 16 to 60 people, and each room is equipped with phone lines and voicemail. And we've got executive boardrooms that accommodate about 16 folks. So, you know, we've got you covered at the Legacy.
Oh, a great property. The Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix, around 10 minutes from the airport, 15, 20 minutes from everything that you'll want to see and do in the greater Phoenix area, downtown, Mesa, Tempe, Chandler. The number 1-888-828-4, that's F-O-R-E. On the internet at www.legacygolfresort.com. Well, Chris Mallory from the Legacy Golf Resort, thank you for joining us this morning on Travel World. Let you get back some of that great sunshine and warmer temperatures than we're having here in the Northeast as the snow falls outdoors.
Well, I appreciate it. Have a great morning, guys.
Thank you. And another week has come and gone on Travel World. Next week, hey, Charlie Hunter and his Rail Odyssey across Canada with folk musicians and rock musicians and whatever else. Hey, a musical journey across Canada by train
or
via rail.
Isn't that interesting that we started a trend? First of all, Via Rail Canada, I can't think of any better way to travel. And going across Canada, even the commercial that we produced here for airing on our own Cab Radio Network on WXET was exactly that, musical journey across Canada. I think we got to cut out of here, Steve.
Yes, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
I'm Kieran Chetri, the economy on the rebound.
The nation's unemployment rate.